The block, bounded by Collins Street, Atwood Street, Asylum Avenue, and Woodland Street, had been a residential block since the late 1860s, when the block had been owned in its entirety by William Collins and Erastus Collins. The Collinses were a distinguished family who were the namesake of Collins Street, and they were involved in the affairs of Hartford for nearly 80 years. In 1939, it was revealed that the National Fire Insurance Company, which had been located downtown in several buildings on Lewis and Pearl Streets, considered the downtown area too congested and wanted to move to a larger space that could accommodate all of its employees in a single building. The company flirted with moving to West Hartford, but the mayor of Hartford, Thomas Spellacy, persuaded the company to stay in Hartford. The company quickly acquired an option to buy most of the properties on the block, and construction got underway in the early 1940s. The block was 16 acres, with 24 separate parcels, most with houses. All of these residences were demolished to accommodate the new office building. Mayor Spellacy declared that Hartford should be grateful both to the National Fire Insurance Company and to the residents who were willing to give up their homes for this project. In 1975, St. Francis Hospital paid $4.25 million for the property. The former National Fire Insurance Company building still stands at 1000 Asylum Avenue, set back from the street, and is best viewed on this stroll from the corner of Woodland and Asylum.